All right, Junior Hemingway sprained his thumb, so he did not practice today. He's going to have an MRI. Abdullah actually made it through quite a little bit of practice with a strained groin that he's recovering from, and then we pulled him out as it went on. Dustin Waldron, it looks like he dislocated his kneecap. He'll have an MRI. Can't give you a time on that. The rest of the guys remain the same. You know the ones that were in and the ones that were out. Good work today. So this is our fifth day in a row now of full contact and going. And this is our longest stretch. We'll have another day tomorrow with it. So the guys have pushed through. Big red zone day today. Big third and long day today. And I thought they kind of traded back and forth again. They're challenging each other, and they work very hard. Time shares.
Andy, this is the last chance we get to talk on the starters yet?
I haven't, but I'll get those to you tomorrow. You'll get those tomorrow.
What's been your general approach to preseason game number one?
Well, normally it's a ramp-up game. So, you know, the ones will get a little bit, and then the twos will get a little bit, and three. You break the game. Everybody will play. That's what I told you the other day. I've just got to figure out exactly how much I want to give each group.
How much of the offensive playbook are we going to see on Friday?
You won't see much. You know, I just want the guys to be able to go out and execute. That's what I want. And, you know, particularly the young guys are trying to make this football team where it's just not scrambling up there. They can actually have some plays that they're comfortable with and can go play full speed and show.
Do you do any game plan at all?
Not much. We give it to them at the last minute. So it's there's not a whole lot of game plan. There are too many things that you've got to try to get through here situationally. So, yeah. Now, listen, we'll cover what they do, but we're not going to take the whole practice, I mean the whole week, you know, to do it like a normal game. When you get towards the third game, then it increases a bit, but not too much.
You talked yesterday about you were eager to see your rookies, draft picks out on the field on Friday night. Can you talk about them, how you feel like as a group they're doing?
Well, I think they're getting better. Every day, they're a little bit leg weary, and this is have a new pace for them. But they're getting better. They're pushing through it, and I'm curious to see how they do when the lights go on. We've tried to do everything here with the move the ball periods, keep it as close to a game as we can. But we got to take that next level and go play.
Is Fisher one of those guys you see getting better on a daily basis?
Fisher's one of them. Yep. They're all. I can tell you most of them. I haven't seen the big. The big swings there, they've just kind of consistently gotten better.
Depth chart, you saw that came out last night. How much of a hard copy is that? How much stock is that?
It's open. Listen, I mean, this is first week, so, you know, first game, so everything's open. We just play. We're going to play the best guys. I mean, that's what we're going to do. That's the only thing I can tell you on that.
How much are you looking forward to seeing the guys playing against other competition, especially some of these?
Yeah, you know, you're out here and you're banging the same guys and everybody kind of knows the splits of the play and the play that, you know, after a while you kind of you're figuring it out. So it's good to go play somebody else.
A couple more guys. Is tight end maybe one of the positions where you have the most competition within your team?
Well, I tell you, there's competition there, and so you know, if we keep three or two, you know, we've got to figure that part out. John and I haven't done it. Or if you're going to keep four and make that last guy a special teams, you know, however you work it out, there's flexibility there. Thus, the competition comes in. Yeah.
With Travis, is it blocking that he needs to work on? We've seen him make some pretty spectacular catches.
Well, it's not. It's not. It's just knowing. Right now, the rookies have got a ton of plays in for him, and it's just a matter of making sure they figure it all out and then feel comfortable with it. And then all of a sudden, their speed of their game goes up.
How
once that happens.
How excited are you about these linebackers, especially a young guy like Nico Johnson who has so much potential?
Yeah, listen, Nico's one of the kids. He's getting better every day, and I'm excited to see him play in the game.
What about Kelsey?
Excited to see him play, too. Same deal. You've seen him out here. He's made some nice plays. Good football player. Both those two are good football players.